the turning point in our walk toward the cross this week. Our readings and collects from Monday and yesterday pointed to the way to the cross, what that would entail, the suffering and humiliation that Jesus would suffer. But we weren't brought face to face with it like we are tonight. Tonight, we are reminded of the physical humiliation Jesus will experience. In the first minutes of the service, we are reminded that God's Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon. The choice of the words for this action is important. Jesus gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon. He was not held down, not forced. He didn't struggle, fight, or retaliate. Let that image sink in for a moment. There are few things I can imagine as more disgusting than being spat upon, especially in the face. Thankfully, I've never had the experience of having anyone spit on me. I feel certain that if I did, it would be next to impossible not to physically retaliate, and absolutely impossible not to verbally lash out at the worthless lowlife who would dare engage in such uncivilized behavior. There's no telling what sort of words I would let loose on someone who had just spit in my face. Perhaps if I had been beaten first, some of my retaliating vigor would have left. But I feel certain that my resolve to repay would remain. This is not the way with Jesus, the one who is the living example of God, the example held up for us to follow. Not only does he not retaliate, he does not even respond. And not only does he not respond, he freely gives of himself. Jesus doesn't merely allow this treatment, he gives himself. Allowing is passive. Giving is active. How could he do such a thing? Why would he give himself to be whipped and spit upon, one who had done nothing wrong? And where do we fit in this? It happened so long ago. We were not there. We did not do this to Jesus. Or did we? Richard John Neuhouse, in his book, Death on a Friday Afternoon, claims that we were there. We are there. We have been there all through time. The answer to the familiar Lenten song, "Were you there when we crucified my Lord?" is a resounding yes. Each time we ignore the needs of others, the suffering of the world, we're there. Denying and ignoring this one who gave himself up for us. Going back to the first Adam, who denied his own responsibility in eating from the tree of good and evil, and Eve, who passed blame, Neuhouse notes that each time we ignore responsibility for the ills of the world, we are, like our foreparents, guilty. We know that something has gone terribly wrong, that the world is not the way God intended. And we know that something must be done. Moreover, we know that we cannot fix the wrong on our own. When we come to this place of admitting that something is terribly wrong, is when we come to ourselves. We come to a deep sense of knowing that we, like the prodigal son who came to himself in the midst of filth of a pigsty, we know that we must come to ourselves and return to our Father. our Father who is God and is also embodied in the one who gives himself to be whipped and his face to be spit upon. He's the antithesis of violence, the embodiment of love. So much so that rather than retaliating against those who harm him, he gives himself to them. We are outraged by their refusal to understand. We are infuriated by their behavior. Who on earth would whip Christ? Who on earth would spit on Jesus? We are humbled too to remember that we too were there, are there. We're reduced to deep sorrow and regret. And then we remember his last words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even after all the pain and suffering and humiliation, Jesus intercedes for us and asks on behalf of us for our forgiveness. He offers us a place to begin again, to be set free of the burden of what has gone before, and to begin fresh and new. The next time we feel entirely wronged, the next time we feel the need to retaliate, the next time we overlook those in need or blame someone else for something that's amiss, let us remember our example. The one who gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, and then later asked that they may be forgiven. Amen. The prayers of the people will be Form 1, beginning on page 383.